And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 20th of May, 2017. 1609, on this day, Shakespeare's sonnets were first published, most likely without his permission, a book of 154 sonnets, all but two of which had never been published before, including the sonnet, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometimes too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometimes declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor loose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. As long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee." W.H. Auden became a U.S. citizen on this day in 1946. He'd moved to the United States in 1939, met his lover, Chester Coleman, in this country, shared a house in New York with Carson McCullers, Benjamin Britten, and others between 1940 and 41. When the war broke out, he volunteered to go back to England and serve in the Army, but he was told that he was too old at the age of 32. It's the birthday of Balzac, Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, in 1799, a writer who kept revising his novels even after they had been set in type, so they had to be reset at great expense. He was deeply in debt much of the time, wrote for 14 to 16 hours a day, drinking cup after cup of strong black coffee. In one three-year period, Balzac produced more than 20 works, produced a vast series, more than 90 novels, that he called Le Comédie Humaine, the Human Comedy. Balzac called himself the secretary of French society. Oscar Wilde once said, "The 19th century as we know it is largely an invention of Balzac." Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin entitled "Wid Noon." On the green hill with the river beyond it, long ago, and my father there, and my grandmother standing in her faded clothes, wrinkled high-laced black shoes in the spring grass, among the few gravestones inside their low fence, by the small white wooden church, the clear panes of its windows letting the scene through from the windows on the other side of the empty room, and a view of the trees over there. My grandmother hardly turned her head, staring like a cloud at the empty air, not looking at the green glass gravestone with the name on it of the man to whom she had been married and who had been my father's father. She went on saying nothing, her eyes wandering above the trees that hid the river from where we were, a place where she had stood with him one time when they were young and the bell kept ringing. A poem by W.S. Merwin, "Wid Noon," from The Moon Before Morning, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.